Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Deep fried Little Debbie Christmas. Are we rolling? Sorry, I was doing
email. Yeah, we're rolling.
Oh, my bad.
Welcome back. You're here in the Duck Call Room. Look, it is, we almost at the end of the second split here.
First split,
whatever. See, look, that's what I'm talking about. You get tired. You get worn down. So, you know, if our energy ain't what it normally is, just we'll be back. We get a couple of weeks off. We'll be back. But, man.
Everybody's getting tired around us.
And it's really tired.
Are you tired?
Yeah.
It's.
How many days in a row you been hunting?
All of them.
What day is
every
it?
Day.
I don't know.
I don't even know how many days we've been hunting.
10.
Yeah, about 10.
So no, 10 days
11,
in a row, 12. You've been waking up at what 11, time?
12
so?
O'clock.
4 o'clock?
4 o'clock.
That's early.
I get up 3:30.
It's easier to handle when you're killing something.
Are y'all not killing
today,
anything?
Today was the pits.
No, she has died on the vine, boys.
We had
two ducks killed and PR killed both of them.
We had one little pocket of ducks.
And we blew them.
And Jay said, let's don't run them off because then we won't be killing nothing. Phil said, why are we here? We need to go kill them. So guess what? We go in the little pocket of ducks. We run them off. And you look up this morning and there ain't a duck in the sky.
It's a ghost town, boys.
And they're wondering, where did they go?
We ain't got no ducks here.
No, there ain't no ducks.
There ain't no ducks here, boys.
But I will say this. I have been thoroughly entertained in the duck blind, even though there's not many ducks.
This morning was old men's day. Because it was talking about anybody over 70, get out of the blind. Get out of the boat, get in the blind.
Oh, I pulled the boat up. I said, if you're over the age of 70, it's time to disembark.
That's right. I said, in other words, hey, all you old farts, get out of the boat, get in the blind, and get out of my way.
Well, that's everybody it. You take, eh?
That's it. Well, yeah. Yeah,
well, okay. Well,
now we got Phil inside, and of course, you know, I was raised to respect my elders, so that's what I'm doing.
That's good.
Taking care of them, but now we have
Burley.
Well, Burley is actually helpful. Yeah. You know,
for a change,
he is helpful, and then we have Phil's got a daughter now. And she hunts sometimes. I don't know if I call it hunting, but she's there to spend time with her dad. I get it.
Right. But he gets it.
So it's pretty much a kind of a babysitting gig. You know?
Hey, and I will say this for him, for Stone. He's good with old people and children.
I enjoy it. Look, don't get me wrong. I don't take any of it for granted. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I love hunting with Phil and Si every morning. And when my kid gets to go, I love that. Now, the rest of them, I don't know.
Hey, the rest of them are suspect, boys.
No, it's pretty. It's awesome.
Stone said, make yourself useful or get out of here.
That's it.
That happened to me one time.
Either A, be entertaining.
Yep.
Or B, be a good shot.
Well, hey.
Other than that, get out.
Here's the good thing.
We got a name. If you're neither one of those, you are what we call
dead weight.
Dead weight.
There's a lot of names for them. Topwaters, greenhorns.
Yeah.
Pen raised.
Pie facers. I mean, you got, there's a bunch of them. Pen raised, that's another good one.
Yeah, pen raised.
Overall, it can be described collectively, though, as a gar.
I only get to go for one reason.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm the morale builder.
I guarantee you are.
I keep them laughing.
But when you go on to be with the Almighty, I'm quitting the game, okay? Unless my little girl wants to go.
Heck, I think I'm going to go with him.
Yeah.
Golly.
Well, I just know for the last couple of years I've hunted, I'm very more appreciative of what the people that brush the blinds and put out the decoys and pick up the ducks and clean them and all that. I'm more appreciative because I just do it and not even think about it.
Yeah.
Because I was sitting there this morning looking and talking, good grief. It especially hits me when I look at what they carry into the blind and then carry out of the blind. Oh, we got 2,000 pounds of grit.
Oh, I'm aware. Why you think okay. I quit coming down there?
And look, I've been there. No, used to. I would help. You know, they would say, get in the blind, and they would hand me all this garbage.
Oh, yeah, you'd sit at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at 73, I just told them finally, I said, boys, hey, guess what? I'm going to get in the blind, but hey, y'all ain't handing me doodly squat. I can't do it anymore.
Well, everything weighs 75 pounds.
Oh, no. And look, we've moved like 3 to 5 times in one day and moved every bit of that crap 5 different times.
Oh, I'm aware.
That's insanity.
Yeah. Yeah. No. That's the chasing, got to the stupidity level.
You're chasing ghosts is what you're doing because they ain't even
No. Because even when we got a few there that's around, it's the same ducks we're hunting every day.
Yeah.
Well, it's like you're talking about. Hey, they know your social security number, phone number, your address, where you live.
Yeah.
You don't even know your children's name.
I saw one old Mallard Drake this morning. He looked down and it was like he was saying, oh, you're back. Okay.
Yeah.
I see y'all.
And up there, it looks like he's binoculars. Yeah.
So, but the entertainment level in the duck blind has gone up.
Oh, it was fine this morning. I had to give it up.
The shotgunning has gone way down.
Oh, yeah.
But the entertainment has gone way up.
And we're still killing them, though.
We're
still scratching them out because we're over what? Today we hit what? 201, I think.
201.
For the first split.
Yeah.
And down
201
here,
ducks?
201 ducks. That's why I was telling Phil, he's always saying, it ain't a great hole. It's a good hole.
Yeah.
And I said, well, no, it's the past a good hole. It's a real good hole. I said, because you've killed 201 ducks in the first split, and what have we hunted?
Yeah.
12 days, something?
How many of them's woodies?
Huh? A bunch. But, hey, look, since Stone has done going into the old fingerlings, the woody fingerlings.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. He's got about a 3-day process here. And the end process is take it out of the grease and eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, them things are fine as yearling deer steak.
He told me he mixed in some shovelers on y'all the other day. You never know.
Oh, well, no. I wasn't there, but that boy, hey, look. Hey, the bunch of y'all, when they sit down at the table, before you talk about it, they fixed to eat everything there.
Yeah, I did eat three pintails that
Pintail solid.
And it tasted like venison.
Yeah.
The way I do it. So we're going to have a recipe on our YouTube channel.
Oh, no. It's really good.
But I figured out how to fry those duck strips where they do not taste like duck. And let's be honest here. Now, some people like the taste of duck. It's gamey. It's like chicken liver. If you like chicken liver,
I think so, yeah.
Duck.
It's got a little.
But we figured out how to get that duck flavor out of a duck. And make it taste like beef almost.
Well done duck is very, very livery.
Yeah.
A lot of blood to me.
Yeah.
So you got to have an acquired taste for such as that.
Well, he puts it to a process.
Oh, it's a process.
Yeah. It's a process, and I'm serious.
Yeah.
When you eat it, you would sit down. If you didn't know what you were eating, you'd think you had it.
Well, that's way quicker. Way quicker than duck wraps. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. That's the problem with the wraps. They're the best. They just take forever. They're labor intensive.
It's a lot of preparation involved. Mm-hmm.
For them all to disappear in about 7 minutes.
Oh, no. If it's green winged tail, they go quicker than that.
Yeah.
Because we had Stone grilled a bunch of them, and I'm talking about it was less than 3 minutes.
Gone.
Okay. And talking about, hey, where's the rest of the wraps?
They go.
And Stone said, you pigs, you already ate 60. How many you want?
Yeah, what else you need?
Oh, it'd take a half a day to do 30 wraps.
It does do that. But, hey, whatever. Good. It's duck season. Life is good. Time is good.
Yep.
It don't matter how bad it stinks right now. But, hey, let's take our first break. We'll be back right after this.
That's what I'm talking about. As I was saying, the shotgunning level. Now, Duck Commander videos, if you watch them over the years, you would think, boy, those guys don't ever miss.
Well,
they kill everything they shoot at.
One of our cameramen's dad, Lyle Sinkey's dad.
That was Godwin's dad.
No, Lyle Sinkey's dad. We got 15 till left to right. Come in, they come in the decoys, and it was just boom, 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 boom. And
they all died.
Sinkey's dad said, boy, that's pretty good camera work.
Yeah.
He said, that looked like y'all killed them all. And Sinkey said, Dad, they did kill them all.
When's the last time that happened?
About
2 years ago.
Because you were just talking about how you missed.
We had 24 on Dog Balcombe, and hey, the first volley, I think it was seven of us in the blind.
No, it was five of us in the blind.
Five? And, I thought it was seven.
And Godwin was standing outside the blind with the dog.
Okay.
No, there was five of us. He didn't even shoot.
And Godwin didn't even shoot?
No, on the initial
volley.
Well,
I did some damage that day then.
On the initial volley, 17 died.
Yeah. First volley, 17 just...
And then it was bump, 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 bump,
then
bump, bump.
It was seven, what, seven more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all died.
I've seen us do some things over the years, but those moments are becoming
and,
further.
There are few and far between
and that gets to my point being that I told Jace the day, I said, look, you got to get off this. We should have killed this. Those got away. They're going to get away now.
Yeah,
they're going to get away.
Yeah, age has done stepped in, and everybody's not the ice ain't as good as it used to be, and they ain't as quick.
So
as
let's just send the duck blind. Thank God Almighty for His creation and us being able to sit there and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And let's have fun. Let's don't worry about what got away and who missed what and who killed what. It don't matter.
Oh, that's part of it. That's part of it.
Yeah,
because I like them riding me. Tell me, you didn't kill nothing on that one. If anything dies over 50 yards, I'm out.
You're out.
I'm out.
Yeah.
And little do they know, I'm good up to about 125 with that little pop gun. They always talk about that little 20 gauge, okay? And I'm stretching at 125, but I still do roll them out of there occasionally.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you right now, I tried one up there this morning about 80, and I didn't do no good with it.
No,
so.
He just brushed it off.
I didn't.
I don't even know that I scared him.
Hey,
I
said, you didn't lead him right there.
He was going downwind. I said, you know what? That rascal ain't getting no closer. Let me try him. Yeah. Nope. I shot one time, sat back down. I said, well, that's all of it. It was old Snow Goose, but anyway.
We saw a single speckle belly this morning.
He was lost.
He was lost.
A lost goose.
Didn't know where he was. He was lost as a
every
goose.
Every once in a while, they mess up getting decoys.
So this year, there's been a theme. You know, we're heavy on the woodies so far. They're lightening the decoys, which is what we need to kill them these days. So they lightening the decoys, and so everybody pick out a woody, and Jace counts down. We've been doing it for
40 years.
40 years. 1, 2, 3. Boom! Everybody shoots same time.
On three.
Okay. Well, opening morning, a bunch of woodies come in there light, and Jace goes one, and it was boom, 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 boom. And he looked down there. He said, "Well, I guess we shooting on one." Well, guess what? The next day, woodies come in at light. Jace goes, all right, everybody get on one. On the count of three. One, boom, bow, boom, bow, boom. So
now, what that is okay, if you've never hunted with the Robertsons, you know, if you don't shoot, you're going to be late for the party.
Well.
Okay, because they'll kill everything in the decoy.
No, the problem is you old farts have done quit being team players.
I
don't even think you can hear the count.
No,
so in your mind, you're counting yourself.
That's what
well,
it
I'm
is.
Just excited.
They can't hear.
You got to have somebody in the middle do the count.
Right side blind. So I'm telling Burley, pass it down. Every time Jay says something, I repeat it to Burley. Burley repeats it to Si. And then I don't think it goes past
it. It stops right there.
That telephone game, it didn't even work in kindergarten, so I don't think
So Phil never hears it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bow.
Well, but, I mean, hey, look, you got a 20-foot shooting porch, okay? So, you know, you're not going to yell, hey, there's the decoys.
We're going to have to reach out.
I got on earplugs. Yeah, I got on earplugs. So, no, hey.
We're going to have to reach out to AARP to see if they want to sponsor us now. That's where we're getting down
but
to.
But your earplugs are also hearing aids, so I don't know. I just think, you know, Phil, he lost his hearing a while back with all the shotgunning. And he got these high-dollar hearing aids years ago.
I love that first time. That first time we went hunting and he had them things. I've never been so tickled in all my life. He was sitting there. I was sitting right beside him. And, I mean, shoulder to shoulder with Phil. And he's looking at me. He's like, boy, I'm hearing things you can only imagine now. And this whole time, them hearing aids are going, and he's just sitting there telling me how much he can hear. He's like, you hear that train? It sounds like it's about to come through this duck blind. There's train track right across the river down there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I let that go for about an hour. And I said, Phil, can you not hear the high-pitched hum coming out of them hearing aids?
He said, no.
And he said, what are you talking about?
What you talking about?
I mean, they're sitting in his ears just like a gnat on steroids. Just
yeah, I remember that.
And he was like, no. I said, Phil, turn the volume down on him a little bit. I think you got him peeking. And he said, huh. He got it because he had it on a little remote control around his neck. He started turning it down. I said, see, now that humming's gone. And then he said, do what? So he had to have them at a level where they had to hum for him to hear.
Do what?
But he couldn't hear the hum.
It's called high frequency loss.
But it was just so.
Because I've got it.
Oh, I know, but it was just so funny to hear a man bragging on his hearing aids, and they're making more racket than it. And he's telling me how he can hear better than me now.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but you can't hear that. Like, I get it. I mean, between the shotguns and all them years turning wood loud in that shop and everything that he's done across his life.
And got music wide open.
And we're not gonna count the days BC. So, you know,
loud country western music, as he calls it. That's what he calls it. Every time I've been around, he goes, you know, you sit there, put on a little country western music, and you just sit in your truck and wait.
He's rocking
for a deer.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
I will say this. He still shows flashes with that shotgun.
Ain't no doubt.
And not only him, that man sitting right there still shows flashes from time to time. He'll get on a roll.
My kinfolks will acknowledge that.
I will. I saw it. I saw it down
one
in Venice.
Jason Robertson? No. Okay.
I told him. I said, "Si, well, you know, he's 6 for 6 on till that morning." He said, "I don't believe it."
he never will. Okay.
Why don't y'all take Jason Phil with you to Venice?
Because we like
to
have
kidding?
Fun.
No, we like to go have fun and laugh and have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we do. Okay?
We sure do.
Don't like
last
to be
thing
told,
we're going to do is bring him with us.
You don't like to be told every 3 minutes, sit down, shut up.
Yeah, quit all that talking.
Look, that's the that's the funniest thing out of this whole thing. We've been hunting ducks now, what, probably 70 years.
Yeah.
Okay, because we
You've been hunting since
you
was
kids.
Four?
When we was kids, I'm serious, you know.
It's
and
not.
Look, my dad, okay, he had fell off an oil rig and broke his back. So he can't sit no length of time. So he always stood up in the duck blind. But he always wore a baseball cap, okay? And his eyes would never get above this, okay? And he'd be telling whoever was the duck calling man, hit him. Yeah?
Yeah.
Hit him, hit him, hit him.
He was a watcher.
He was a watcher.
He was a lookout.
And for the life of me, Phil or Jace, either one didn't learn that. Someone has got to watch the ducks, or you're not going to kill doodly squat. Because then if you're someone says, "Good grief, five just letting decoy, then just left."
Yeah.
Well, nobody's watching.
Ain't nobody watching.
You gotta have
somebody's
a good lookout.
Got to watch for the ducks,
and you volunteer for that.
And
you're the watcher.
You know, and look, I do the same thing Daddy always done. I stand there. I do not move. The only thing move is my head a little bit when they're flying to the left or the right. But I don't – rubbernecking is what we call it.
Yeah, pie facing.
Yeah, pie facing. Because, we was in the blind one day and wasn't nobody face paint. You know? Well, we had a cameraman outside the blind. He, you know, they were talking about get some cutaways, so they done it. And when they did it, oh, you felt like it looked like somebody, everybody had a white paper plate and was doing this.
Not in the middle of the duck blind.
Yeah, no, I'm talking from one end to the other. Okay.
Maybe on one of them ends down
look,
there, but not in the middle.
Other funny part, okay, they're always saying, hey, you flared them ducks. And it was me. All of this is pointing at me. You flared them ducks, you moved. You know? Well, if you go look at our duck blinds, you got Phil Robertson on the left side and Jason Robertson on the right side.
Yeah.
Okay. Everywhere else, you just got to stick your gun out through brush and shoot.
Oh, I'm aware.
Okay. Down there where they're standing, it's a 4-foot hole. Okay. No brush, no nothing. Okay. Yet I'm the one that flared the ducks.
So Phil,
I saw you.
So, Phil, one time last year, Phil wore like a light gray shirt. I mean, light, almost white.
Yeah, it was it was an old shirt because it was faded.
It was an old real tree. I'm talking about 20-year-old.
Yeah, it's that old Max Ford.
All the
Duck
gray,
Commander shirt.
All the gray had went out of it.
No, so I know which one.
Jace
it is.
Looked down there and he said, "Well, I guess camouflage is optional these days." And Phil said, "Do what? I don't flare ducks ever.
Ever."
It's like that day he showed up on opening day wearing a red and white flannel. I'm like,
red and white, baby.
We're going Paul Bunyan days, hey, boys. Where's the accent?
When you get in your 70s, you do whatever the heck you want to do.
Yeah. Hey, and when you own a duck hole,
that's also
whatever you
true.
Want.
That's
when
right.
your name's
you're
on the deed. When you're Mr. Dutton, you do what you want.
And when you're the Duck Commander, you really do whatever you want
to
do.
Amen to that. All right, let's take another break. We'll
take another one.
Well, you know, another form of entertainment that we've had in the duck blind.
Y'all cook in the duck blind?
Not yet. We don't stay there long enough during the first split.
Okay.
Now, when the weather gets cold and we get fronts and stuff like that.
Yeah, when it gets miserable.
That was because whenever I would hunt with Gimber, I was the head chef over in the corner.
Yeah. Keep you busy. I like it.
I'm glad y'all got something accomplished.
The Owens
we weren't killing anything.
The Owens are good.
Yeah, we're the chefs at the duck blind. So whenever cooking time comes, I'll gladly come down there and heat up sausage for y'all.
Right. Hey, we might take you up on that.
I'll go with Martin. Anyway, continue your story, sir.
Anyways, like I said, we've been thoroughly entertained this year and by the old men and the dogs. So, old Blue, Phil's trusty Labrador for the past how many years, Martin?
Probably six, seven years.
Long time. He's got whiskers in it. He's got white whiskers now, and he slowed down a little bit, and he brought a rotten beaver back the last day of duck season last year, and Phil said, "You know what? I think it's time for old Blue to retire."
He brought a rotten beaver back?
Yeah, he sent him out to go pick up a duck, and he come back an hour later with a rotten beaver.
I'm going to ask a question that's on everybody's mind. What does a rotten beaver smell like?
It smells worse than you would imagine.
No, I figure because they got all that fat on it.
Oh,
and when that stuff starts breaking down,
it was rough.
Yeah, he's rough.
But anyways, we've been hearing all about Phil's new dog named Drew. Old Drew.
Old Drew.
He's a go-getter. Old Drew. He's a speed merchant. Yeah, y'all to see him fetch that dummy. Okay, yeah. But I actually enjoy retrieving ducks myself because I look at it as a form of exercise. You know, and one good thing about Blue, he was the best retriever I've ever seen, but he had bad manners and he whined.
He didn't have no manners.
No manners. He'll pee on your stuff.
Pee on you.
And he just
And hey, every time you blow a duck call, he's woofing it.
Yeah.
He's howling at the moon.
Yep, it was very.
But he was the best retriever.
Very annoying. So
see a cripple, he's gone.
Phil would get defensive about that dog because me and Jace griped about him all the time because he flared ducks when he started hollering. But anyway, so we got a new dog. His name was Drew. Phil got him from one of his kinfolks, made some deal with him. So we show up, open the morning. Old Drew, he's running around, you know. So we shoot the first duck, and Phil goes, "Drew." And old Drew just sat there. He said, "Back." He just sat there. "Drew." He just sat there. Well, Phil finally just kind of shoved him on out in the water. The dog took a hard right, come back with a shotgun hole in his mouth. Phil said, nope, try it again. Drew sent him back. He went back out, come back with a shotgun hole.
Another shotgun hole.
He sent him again. He come back with a decoy.
He brought back a decoy?
A decoy. Yeah. Duck. And he was swimming past the ducks.
Yeah. That's because them Higdon decoys look real.
They look real. They do. Them flocked
head decoys. Decoy.
Hey, thank you.
He brought back a flocked head decoy all the way to the blind. And I said, no. Guy was saying, no, hard mouth. I said, hard head. Yeah. You know, he's swimming past the ducks to go get the decoy.
Empty head.
Well, Godwin's point was, if a dog will retrieve a decoy, he's got a hard mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Why? The decoy is hard.
Hey, if you look at the decoy and you see holes in it,
he's hard mouth.
Yeah, anyway.
But then yesterday you had a dog tryout, didn't you?
Well, yeah, well, I'll get to that here in a minute.
Dog.
So, turns out,
I'm running through them.
Phil said, well, I don't think old Drew's got what it takes. And Jay said, you think? Jay said, I'm going to write a new book, and the title of it's going to be What's Wrong with Drew? Nobody got a laugh out of that.
Yeah.
Well, they don't understand.
Wait, I've never seen Drew. I'm just thinking
it's going to be blank pages.
Yeah.
Well, that seems to be what would fit.
They don't get it because they didn't watch the show. Okay.
So.
Because it was a show.
It was, I'd say we killed 20 ducks before Drew finally got a duck and brought it back. I think he'd done picked up all the holes by that time.
He's a good mate.
And Phil said, well, we got a dog, got a clean
heck of a mate.
I'm telling you. He's a fabulous mate.
Oh, yeah. If you need your blind cleaned out, he's the dog you need. Drew, he got back to his owner, or he's on his way back to his original owner. He said, call up old Jimmy Dunn and tell him to bring us a dog, try him out. He said, but I want to see him work before I buy him. I'm like, okay. So Jimmy shows up with the lab yesterday, and it looked like, what that dog look like, Si?
Well, hey, here's how the morning started off. We come and we got meat in the lair.
Yeah.
Jace walks in, and the first thing Jace says is he looks at the dog and he said, that dog looks like I feel.
Yeah. Bad.
Bad. He said, because I feel horrible. My nose is stopped up. Yeah. I got a headache.
Yeah.
You know, and look, this dog, okay.
Did it have the mange?
He's skinny. As a rail.
Skinny.
So he looked like you.
Yeah. Well, that's what Burley said.
He looks worse than I do.
He said, if Si
imagine was, that. He looks worse than I do.
Burley said, if Si was a lab, that's what he would look like.
This old skinny. But
anyway, he was creeping
that's
around.
That's how the day started off. Well, we shoot a couple of ducks down.
Yeah.
And this dog look like he's testing the water temperature.
He's
creeping.
So we're watching them do this, and the handler has to actually go out right to the dog and say, heel, go back. You know, and he's got it right under his nose.
That water's cold.
So put
Dublin in.
So now we're 0-2.
At this point,
we're 0-2 on new dogs. But Phil keeps going back to old Blue. He said, "I tell you what, old Blue, you never had to tell him what to do. You know,
Blue's looking better all the time. Okay, as far as going and retrieving.
You would think the duck commander could get a decent lab to hunt with.
Well, Jace keeps saying, he said, "Hey, I've got that yellow."
Yeah, no, he ain't no good
either. He ain't no good either.
I done seen him.
Well, Jace's dogs?
I kept wondering why. Jace says, I'm bringing mine. At least he will go out there.
He'll swim out there and look for one.
Martin, you got like 3 dogs that work, right? Yeah. 2?
I got 2. Yeah. I ain't giving them
that loves his dog would ever send him down there where we are.
Them
dogs is they tough, man. You got to find you got to find one that's.
Oh.
But you got to know it when they're a puppy. It's hard. Dogs are weird, man.
I'm not anti-dog.
I love dogs.
I'm anti-dog handler.
Well.
Look. Number one.
There's a lot of truth.
Okay.
To that.
There's a. None of the Robertsons, in my humble opinion, are dog handlers.
That's an understatement
okay.
right there, baby.
Period. Okay, and they never will be. You know, they never will be. Okay?
Here's what I'll say, and then we'll take a break. If you're going to be a dog, anybody listening to this that breeds dogs said, boy, I got you one, Phil, and you start sending emails to us about this. Here's what I'm telling you that dog needs to be. Self-sufficient.
That's right.
He needs to think for himself. He needs to do his own thing because Phil is going to peep on the whistle about three times saying over, but he ain't going to go in a straight line with an over. No. He ain't going to go in a straight line with a back or nothing like that. So the dog needs to be able to think for himself.
Oh, yeah. Because he's going to be hunting in a duck blind. That he can't see nothing.
That's right.
Okay? He's chasing splashes is all he's
He better have a real good nose.
He better, he better be able to hear good, okay, because he's going to have to hear him splash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's
and
that's
have a nose on him where I can go in out there and he can wind them.
I'll give you this, so I'll tell you this. Our new cameraman, Clint, his dog's solid. I hunted with it this morning.
Well, I'm fixing to say that. I said we tell him to bring the next.
His dog is solid. Let's take a break. We'll be back right after.
Stone said, hey, forget the dog.
I was about to talk about watching Walter sprint over the water.
Who?
Walter? Oh, that was funny that day.
That was the most incredible
thing. That sounded like a Justin Wilson story to me.
No,
we had the best dog you've ever seen, and his name was Walter.
Walter.
He was never
human.
Good.
You remember Walter that worked
swim,
here?
Boys.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about a dog.
No, Walter.
Oh, Walter.
He was faster than a dog.
I took Walter hunting. Me and John D. and Walter and another guy went hunting one more. It was cold, so I left my dog to howl. I'm talking about, like, cold.
Yeah,
it
was cold.
And, like, 20 degrees, water was freezing as it was splashing cold. Mm. So I don't take my dog in that. In that, I'll do the work.
Yeah.
But first thing of the morning, about 8 mallards got right over the plugs. I said, kill them. We killed them. I think we about killed all of them, except for one. He kind of had that shimmy to him, you know? And Walter's looking at me, and I'm looking at him. I said, I get him on the four-wheeler.
You ain't running.
I can't get out.
Yeah, I ain't chasing.
Not in this.
Yeah.
Walter said, I got him.
Hmm.
That boy ran.
Walter, a pretty good high school football player at the time. Well, no, he was like a year removed.
Yeah, but that boy ran.
Sprinted.
In neoprene chest waders. If you don't know what neoprene chest waders are, go to your local sporting goods store.
Tight,
put them on.
Hot.
And then imagine running a sprint.
Yeah, I can't even walk it.
They're hot.
And he was running 20 at 20 degrees in about a 20 mile an hour headwind after that mallard drake. And he got him.
In a foot and a half of water.
Yeah. In about not quite knee deep water.
Was it hard bottom or muddy?
No, it was a field. It was soft. It was soupy. It wasn't good.
I just sat there and watched.
I mean, I was sitting there like, man, I'm impressed.
He probably ate a bunch of Victor dog food that morning to really show.
That boy.
There's only one explanation.
But I take care of – I mean, like in that situation, I take care of my dogs. I don't – if it's that cold, I ain't taking dog hunting. They ain't done nothing to deserve it. Like,
no.
Stay at home, stay warm. I'll do it today. You get to come when it warms up a little bit. And I know they make vests and everything else for the dogs, but – my dog ain't going to break ice. I'm not going through that. We're not. No, my dog's my buddy now because I need her to trust me because she saves me a lot of steps during duck season. A bunch of them. A whole bunch of them.
Yeah, I enjoy watching a good dog, you know.
A dog can make a hunt or ruin a hunt with equal enthusiasm.
That's right. And it all goes back to the handler.
And my favorite part is every time one of them ruins it, the handler says, he ain't usually like this.
Yeah. Oh, they got every excuse
in the
book.
I don't know what's wrong with him today.
Yeah, it's never my fault.
No.
Well, but I've I've been around a lot of dogs. I've had them my whole hunting career. They're creatures of habit. I've had some that are better than others, no doubt. And there's some of them I'm like, hey, guys, if all in decoys, she'll go get it. If it goes past decoys, we're on our own. We're going to have to go get that one ourselves. Like, it is what it is. Aye. But as long as you meet those expectations, set them up front, you're fine. Don't be the guy that's like, oh, we'll take my dog. And you know good and well he ain't going to go on no 150-yard blind or tree. Like, and then you have to walk out there with the dog. Now we got two things out of the blind that we could have gotten quicker. So, you know, it's one of them kind of deals.
Oh, dogs.
I love them, though.
Yeah, you gotta have patience, and you gotta.
Well, I was just finished saying there's a few things required to be able to handle a dog, and number one, the Robertsons have not got the first one that you have to have when patience. You're working
patience.
Dogs.
Patience, that's right.
Patience.
And that's patience, and that ain't there.
And consistency.
And consistency, and that ain't there. Them two things are missing. They're out. Okay.
Oh, okay. Man.
I had one. I used to have one. He'd retrieve on the halves with you.
Josie Wells always said, a man's got to know his limitations. Mm. Yeah, Robertsons don't know their limitations.
Yeah, I had one back in the day. He was retrieving on the halves with you. It was,
I don't know.
He'd bring you one back, and he'd eat the other one before he got back with the next one. So that's why I said he was retrieving on the halves with you. He was like,
hey,
you know. That was my last.
Reasonable to me. I'm going to get them. You get one, I get you one, and I get one.
Totally reasonable. That's fair.
That's fair. Yep.
A worker deserves his wages. That's right. Biblical.
Hey, it is. That's biblical even, boy.
I'll say this. That was my last male dog to ever own. I said, never again. I ain't going through that again. I've had females ever since.
I like it. Hey, one of them's mine, one of them's yours.
Yeah, he was.
Why is it you always only have female dogs?
I like females. I like their temperament. They're not wired for 220. Hey, they chill.
Be reasonable.
What?
Be what?
He just told me to be reasonable.
Going back to respecting your elders, I believe in respecting my elders, unless that elder is an idiot.
Well, I see an idiot. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But what's the definition of an elder? Like 5 years, 10 years? Yeah. How old do you have to be before you get to be respect your elder?
That's like neighbor. What about neighbor?
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I was just curious.
That is
a good question.
I would say, sir.
That's a good question.
I wouldn't say yes, sir, to you.
Well, I would hope not.
But I would say it to Stone sometimes.
Well, I'm scared.
I'm dang near 50.
it's not age. It's because I'm afraid of you.
Yeah. There's no need to be afraid.
But I don't know what is it?
Hey,
he
can't kill you, but watch it.
Yeah.
In seven different ways.
That's right. In 3 seconds.
I mean, in four different holes.
In 3 seconds or less.
One of my best friends on this planet is about 10 years older than me. Yeah. So do I say yes, sir, to him, or are we peer? You know, it's just kind of, I've always wondered that.
It depends on your relationship.
Yeah. Generally, I say yes, sir, if I'm trying to be a smart aleck to him. Yes, sir.
I just say
or like when I make the joke here's about the he's way, having his own grandchildren.
You here know, is the way I was raised by my parents. If they're senior to you, it's always yes, sir, or yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
That, do you know?
Oh, I toe that line. I'm going to say yes, sir, unless somebody says don't. If they say don't call me sir, then I'll try to respect that wish too. I'm going to start with a yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am
kind of deal. That'd be a guideline. Yeah. You know, that's what I would say. It's a guideline if they're your senior.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because if you start getting in with how much senior, and you know, because then you're getting a.
Yeah. What are the rules? There are no rules. Just respect your elders.
Well, you respect who deserves being respected. And that's pretty obvious when you meet somebody. Yeah.
You can tell pretty quick,
that's
he says.
I know it is. Look, just listen. They'll tell you who they are.
Are a person in a position of authority, like in the military, but you're at basic training or boot camp, you respect your drill sergeant, or else you pay the price.
Or you gonna meet the standards.
That's it. I don't care how old they are, what color they are, what gender they are,
or how big they are,
meanest,
how small
they are. The meanest drill sergeants I had were, I would say, the two meanest ones I had were women. And I was scared to death of them.
I've always said, okay, I will fight 10 men than one woman, okay? And I'll come out way better.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because, hey, a woman will kill you.
Okay? That's it.
Okay? She may not be to, but she will kill you, okay?
A woman will kill you.
The meanest one I had, okay, he was about, he may have top 5'4", maybe.
That's not big oaf.
No, this was the Filipino drill sergeant. Okay.
What was his name?
I don't even remember.
But he was
just yes, sir, drill sergeant.
I bet you didn't call him Tiny.
I was hoping there was another big
old. Big, no, big old, though. Hey, 450 pounds, okay? And look, we're on Fort Benning, Georgia. You do not walk anywhere on Fort Benning, Georgia.
You run.
Oh.
Okay? And look, he ran everywhere we did, okay? And we ran everywhere we went.
Yep.
So, hey, you had to, yeah. I take my hat off to you, sir.
I was fixing to say, he passed the standard.
Oh, this, what? No, hey.
I had one the same way. Is that he wasn't, I wouldn't say 450. He's probably close to 300, but same deal. He was in better shape than any of us.
Oh, no, no. Big O was 6'6", okay, old, 450 if he had weighed an ounce. I could have took a bath in his Smokey the Bear hat. Martin would be considered a little person. There you okay?
go. Who knows if this
okay? is. I'm just saying, trying to tell you, hey, Big O was a big man.
He was a very large human. Martin looked
little. That's yeah. what you tried to say.
Well, look, I'm going to go try to boost my ego. Let's take our last commercial break. We'll be back right after this. Johnny D.
Hey,
what is in
my
that
man,
inbox?
My man Dylan, Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Bowling Green, Ba-boom. Kentucky.
Look at there.
Oh, hey. 11 points.
Oh,
11 points.
Louisiana, 11 points, son. Huh?
That's it.
That's a Bowling Green. Dylan, congratulations. Looking
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
I just boy. Like doing that every
hey,
week.
That's where my woman's from.
Where?
Kentucky.
Really?
Yeah.
So I learn something new about you every day. It, and then I have a couple. But I think this one might take the whole time.
All right, boys.
Let's start there.
Marv the Miserable.
Uh-oh.
Marv the
That's
Miserable.
Who signed this email. Help me out on this, John David. I hear you guys talk about Jace, and it sometimes comes off like he's not a really nice guy. Then I hear Jace talk about Cy, and it comes off like Cy isn't a nice guy.
What this
I
is?
Know that no one is perfect.
That's
but
right.
Those two are my favorite. I would hate to know that these guys are really uncool off the screen.
Well, hey, Si, let me start and you finish.
I'll let him do it.
I'll start and you finish.
Yeah, because I'd just soon stay out of this.
Yeah, you stay out of it. So,
he's going to keep the friendship together,
yeah,
boys.
No, Matt, I've been friends with Jace now for daggum 20 years.
Oh yeah,
we used to fish tournaments together and all that stuff. Now, the reason Jace and Si don't really get along is because they're the same person, with a few differences. Jace used to live with Si and Christine when he was a child. He was named. His name is Si, Jason Silas Robertson. And when you're together every day for how many years? How what year did you start working for Duck Commander, Si?
What, 93?
93, so 1993, so 29 years?
Yeah.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. 29 years of working together and hunting together every single day, there'll be a little friction. Now, I will say this. Jace loves his Uncle Si. I've heard him say it. And I know Si loves his nephew, Jace. That being said... There is some friction at times in the duck blind, especially where they like to blame each other for things that happen. And it's quite entertaining. But no, there's Jace he is a great godly man that does a lot of good things. I call him a friend. He's been my friend for a long time. And, it's hard. We pick at each other. That's what we're doing. We're just picking and playing and prodding it. Jace is as good a fella as you can run up on. And Uncle Si is the same, except a lot more fun to be around.
No.
He's like cool, Jace.
Yeah, you got to understand something. I didn't even really realize it that much, but we kept Jace a lot when he was there.
Yeah,
baby.
Jace is one of the greatest storytellers of all time,
Oh, no, yeah.
Too.
No, he's in his own class there.
Yeah.
Especially when he's alone.
No. Hey, well, that's like me. Okay?
There ain't ever a witness to his story.
Then there's never a witness. That's
he's
right.
Always by himself.
Yeah. Oh, there's some wild tales.
Oh, he comes up with some of them, okay, especially when he goes and gets a crippled duck.
We
okay?
all know where he got that from.
Yeah. But anyway, and like Stone said, we're so much alike with one difference, okay? Everything I do, my motto is, okay, if I can't have fun, I ain't coming.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jay's is just the opposite, okay? he's too serious, okay, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
But Jay got him down to a path. He's a great godly man, okay? Yeah. He does a lot of good work for the Lord, okay? He's a great person, okay? And look. The rub we've got between us, we're very, very passionate about what we do.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Okay, I'm serious. That's what the rub is, okay? Because, I'm very passionate that I like to have fun when I'm duck hunting. And if you happen to be there and you can't enjoy it, don't get in my face because I'm going to have fun.
Thank you.
That's it.
That's exactly what I was going to say was the problems generally arrive because both of you are so passionate about what is going on at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That both of you, no offense, point fingers at everybody but yourself.
No, boy.
Both of you.
No.
Now Martin's answering.
See, I know that if I do this,
there's
a bunch of them pointing back at me.
But you just look past them. Yeah. I can go back to the elm hole.
Oh, boy.
I can go
now
back.
Now we're mad at him.
There's,
well, that
go
goes
there.
You can't tell a male nothing.
Yeah.
That's it.
If you're going to talk. You're going to shoot.
That's right. Two cold rats.
But I've noticed the first time I ever went to a family gathering, there was hollering. I'm talking about hollering back and forth. This was 18, 19 years ago.
Yeah.
Over something that happened in the duck blind, trying to figure out whose fault it was.
Oh, we have a hard time.
It was
time.
You,
okay,
Phil, Jace, Tommy, all y'all were in there,
mm-hmm.
just hollering at the top of your lungs, back and forth at each other.
Well, here's one of the things about religious, tell me, I'm going to forgive you, but I'm not going to forget it. Okay? That's the deal about, okay, I got one. I may be pointing at you, but I got 3 pointing back at me.
No, that's right.
Step one in a Robertson scuffle. Step one. Telling y'all.
Don't get in between us.
No, not even that. Step one, assess blame.
Assess the blame.
And it is everybody but you.
That's it.
That's the one rule you got to remember. Assess blame, and it can't be yourself. And if there's a Martin, Godwin, or Stone around, it was always their fault.
Yeah.
We keep the family tight.
Especially if something breaks, it's always a heavy person's fault.
Phil says, blood is thicker than mud. Look, I've been married to Robertson for 17 years. You know how many times I've heard her say, I was wrong?
You still waiting, ain't you?
I'm still waiting.
I can answer that for you. Yeah.
Step one, assess the blame. Man, God.
Oh, see, I told you we were only going to get through one with that one. But
that's a good one, though. But it is.
We're all friends, and we open up our relationship as friends to the public, which is not what a lot of friends do. And behind closed doors, you rub it the wrong way with your buddy sometime.
Well, and I'll
say, and Jace just do it in public.
Well, but I'll say this too about our friendship. Our friendship is not based off of we all tell each other yes. We challenge each other to be better in every step of everything that we do.
Yep.
And if that means that it ends in an argument, then it ends in an argument. But you know what else it generally ends at? The dinner table. Everybody with their head bowed. That part of the show was for real. And we all love each other, forgive each other, and the next day we go hunting or do whatever we do, we sit there and laugh about the argument.
Start over.
Like, it is what
it is. No, because we still bring this up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean.
And every time we do, I get to crying because it's so funny, yet it was so serious at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's just what it is. But, look, great question.
Yeah, and they're both You said uncool off screen. They're both super cool.
Oh yeah,
on off.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing about
hey,
it's who we are.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're wild.
We don't put no airs where we got a camera on us or off of us.
No. No, that was
okay. What you see is what you get. Okay. Yeah. And we hope you like it.
But
hope,
if you're having a dinner party, invite Si.
No, that's right. Hey, look, Jace, when I was in junior high.
Let me say this. So, Martin's right. If you're having a party, you invite Si. If you want to kill a bunch of ducks, you invite Jace.
Yeah.
Amen.
There you go.
That's it.
That's what I was going to get to. It depends on what you're looking for in your gathering. We got it. You.
I'm inviting Si. But no, Jace, whenever I was in junior high, I think for like 2 years, every Wednesday night, he had the junior high boys only.
Oh, yeah. Me and Stone helped cook for all
that.
And it was just – and that might have been – that was probably after I was out of junior high, and he just kept doing it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's a super cool dude.
He's solid.
Fantastic. I talked to him for 30 minutes yesterday about nothing, just because we was catching up, because I ain't talked to him much lately. So, no, it's
– and but – yeah, we love giving everybody.
But that boy loves to argue.
Oh, does he?
He loves to argue.
All Robertson's like that.
That's fixed.
But no, all Robertson's like it. He loves it.
Yeah.
He's passionate, as they would say.
Well, here's our verse of the day. First Timothy 5. We'll go 1 and 2. Do not rebuke an old man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity. Respect your elders, folks, and
love
people younger than you.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Boils all down to that.
Yep. All right. We'll see y'all next time.